Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
7:34, Stephen's Head of the Morning, and it's that time of the day, that time of the week, when we check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Always great to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's good here on an autumn morning. Starting to feel like autumn out there, isn't it?
It sure is. It was crisp this morning. I heard the forecast that you guys had on just a bit ago. It's going to warm up a little bit, but we know what's coming too. I guess here in just a couple of weeks, it'll be what, 5:30, 5:45 sunsets. And that's the only part of this year I don't like. I don't mind the weather, but the getting dark early business, I could go without.
Well, I'm right there with you. When it's dark at 6 o'clock, that disturbs me.
Yes.
There you go. All right, county commission meeting tomorrow, is that correct?
We've got a meeting, 9 a.m. tomorrow. You know, this time of year is when we really start putting together our legislative platform. Just as a reminder to your listeners, you know, county government's a little different than city government. We're actually a political subdivision of the state. So of our 46 departments of Sedgwick County government, 16 of our departments we operate on behalf of the state. So think about the appraiser's office. Think about the election office. These are state-regulated, state-mandated services that we just operate on behalf of the state. So when we start working on our legislative platform, that way we can begin lobbying and working on statute and reforms that we're looking for at the county level. We're gonna when the session comes together for the state again in January, we have a really dialed in list, and we have a lobbyist that works on our behalf, and we go and we advocate to the state for things that are gonna make life for people in Sedgwick County and Sedgwick County government in particular a lot easier. Two things that are really on the top of the list, and this list is a couple pages long, but the first one is the tag office. Obviously, as everybody knows, and I've been talking about it a lot publicly, there are some limitations in state statute that are causing some of the disruptions we're feeling at the tag offices all throughout the state of Kansas. The first one is every 5 years, so if a year ends in 0 or 5, anybody with a personalized plate has to come to an in-person renewal. That's just crazy law. It's nonsensical. So what happens here in 2025 is we're seeing about a 500% increase of traffic in person at the tag office, and that's creating really long lines. So that's one thing that we're working on to make adjustments in state statute to stagger those years. The other thing we're working on the tag office is just the fee structure. You know, if you go in and do a $30 title, only 70 cents actually stays with the county. $29.30 goes to the state. And we're not able to actually operate the tag office without using local property tax dollars to subsidize. So these are some of the things that we're working on at the state with just the tag office. But we've got a 2-page list of things that we're advocating for in our legislative session.
Had the pleasure of interviewing for the first time Brandy Bailey the other day. And, of course, she talked to the county treasurer, and she talked about exactly what you're talking about. She also pointed out that they've got a server. They've got a computer server that serves 105 counties that blows up about once a week. And that's just ridiculous.
That?
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So the tag office functions are under the umbrella of the Kansas Department of Revenue. And again, it's managed on the local level, and we elect someone, the county treasurer, that manages the tag offices. Well, all 105 counties are on one server that's hosted at the Kansas Department of Revenue. And this thing fails and goes down 2 to 3 times a week. So not only do you have all this extra traffic coming in because of an archaic state statute that requires people to come in every 5 years with a personalized plate, not only do you have a fee structure that we're actually having to subsidize local property tax dollars for a state function, now you have a server when you actually get to the tag office and the employees work in the tag office, you have a server that fails 2 to 3 times a week. It's crazy. It's archaic. And luckily, we have several legislators in our South Central delegation. They see the challenges and they're willing to work with us on it. So we're encouraged heading into this legislative year, and we'll have a nice list and nice recommendations for reform to support the constituents here in Sedgwick County.
I guarantee you those state legislators and their officers, if their computers were crashing 3 times a week, their employees would be on them like stink on a bear. They'd say, hey, you got to solve this problem. Okay. Hey, listen, what else you got? Are you going to talk about rural intersections? I know you're going to put stop signs at least one. What's going on with that, Ryan?
Yeah, we worked real hard here the last 3 months. You know, here's what's happening in Sedgwick County, and you see it particularly as you head southwest in the county and west in the county. This is where the growth is happening. This is where primarily residential growth is happening. And what we have, if you think of roads like 135th Street when you go north and south, if you think 167th Street north and south, really in between Mays and Goddard, you're beginning to see roads that are 55 mile per hour county roads, and for the bulk of our history have been rural roads, are now becoming more urban roads. So we create dangerous intersections when we have traffic going 55 mile per hour in two ways, so north and south, and then the intersection is also east and west. It's 55 miles per hour. These are both paved roads. And because it's just primarily driver distraction, you know, we have all these distractions in our lives today and podcasts and social media, and people won't stay off their phones. And so we've created some intersections that are relatively dangerous, and that's just organically by growth in the county. So we're trying to be more aggressive. We're trying to be more preventative and work ahead to try to take some precautionary measures at some of these intersections. You know, Commissioner Howell's got intersections in his district. I have them in my district. Commissioner Blueball and Wise have some in their district, and Meister as well. All across the county, we're seeing rural and urban butt up against each other. We're seeing tension on traffic, and we're trying to work ahead and just do some common sense things. We're not asking to do a bunch of roundabouts in the county. We're not even asking to signal all these intersections, but there are some practical things we can do with four-way stops, with larger stop signs, even some rumble sticks and a few intersections that will really cut down on some of the traffic collisions that we're seeing at these intersections. So we have a couple we're working on right now, and we're seeing some action actually this week at a couple of these intersections. And again, this is progress moving forward. This is trying to get ahead of the urbanization of some parts of our county.
All right. Ted, got the same?
What about Blue Jays Dodgers World Series?
Yeah,
do you have
that?
A rooting interest either way?
Isn't October baseball phenomenal? That game last night, down 3-1 in the seventh, and Springer comes up and lives up to the moment. That place went bananas. I mean, it was awesome. So, listen, I'm a patriot, right? I'm going to go for the American team, the United States team, the Dodgers, and I think they have the best player in baseball in Shohei Ohtani. But, you know, the Blue Jays are fun to watch. There's a lot of offense. They manufacture a lot of runs. But if I was a betting man, and I'm not, because I've played a lot of baseball over my years, and I know not to bet on baseball, I'm a Dodgers guy. I think the Dodgers are going to pull this thing out. But I've been wrong in the past. I was wrong about the Mariners. I thought the Mariners would do it when they took a 2-game lead. But the Blue Jays are a tough, scrappy team, and they're fun to watch. But October baseball is wonderful.
The Fall Classic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month.
but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sick. Oh. All right. Anything else going on you want to talk about?
Just keep in mind the elections. Early voting at the election office has begun.
Sure.
General election day is November 4th. Satellite locations open up on the 30th, and they'll go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So really important, guys. Go to SedgwickCounty.org. You can get all of the information on elections. Or listen, go to VoteKansas.gov. VoteKansas.gov. And you can get all the information about your ballot. You can get the information about where your polling precinct will be for election day. But just get out and vote, please. We're only expecting a 15 to 20% turnout. And these are big-time elections. We have municipal and city elections. We have school board elections. This is where government happens on the local level. So we're encouraging everybody, get involved, make a plan to vote, and go exercise your right to vote.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us. As always, have a good week. We'll talk to you a week from now. This is Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Luxfield Place is planning to expand in northeast Wichita. That story coming up with Kirk Seminoff in the Wichita Business Journal Update. On the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.